Full of cream, that's right. A new addition when I pop up on the scene, that's right. I take it back, cause that shit ain't what it seems now.
Oh, I need that's loyal, okay. Damn right. Yeah. This your boy Gully. Now I'm tuning in room 1231. Dopest podcast brought to you by LSO ENT, Gully Sun Productions, and it's been a minute. Now as you can see, I'm solo dolo for the moment, but it's been a minute and I'm glad to be back for season 3. Now, as you know how I feel about society and things going on based on my previous podcast, I want to talk about something that a friend brought to me. And the title of today's episode is going to be Gender Wars. You know, we already see what's going on social media where it seems like there's marketing and propaganda to make men and women go neck to neck. Or maybe that's where we're at in society where people are having enough, like men are having enough. You had the Kevin Samuels pop up and he kind of put that fire under men's back, under men's feet to say, hey, you know what? You ain't got to accept the bullshit. And then, you know, women, you know, they clash. So my friend sent me a clip, and shout out to my friend Z. She sent me the clip about a woman on the internet basically saying that if a man looks better than you, he has no real interest in you besides using you. And I looked through some of the comments and, you know, from the men, the man was like, you can't base it off of woman's standards. And then another woman was like, putting another woman down. And someone else was like, she ain't tell no lie, et cetera, right? Well, I'm here to give you guys my opinion on the situation. And me personally, I feel like this. This male versus female gender war is ridiculous. First of all, if you're looking at somebody and you're talking to somebody and they look better than you and you feel they're only talking to you because they're going to use you, to project that on the rest of society is ridiculous. Now, do you have people out there that do use people? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what's up with society and why they make it seem like women are just these walking licks that everybody wants to use. Now, granted, niggas do want to sleep with you, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Men and women want to sleep with you, but most people in the world, in the United States specifically, that's where I reside, they don't got it like that. So are women doing great in the United States? Yes, they are. And shout outs to women. I said it a million times. Shout outs to women. Y'all doing y'all damn thing, specifically black women in America, right? But shout outs to all women for sure. But no one's looking around besides the lowest of the low, dustiest of the dustiest. Niggas is looking to use people. So just because somebody's more attracted to you in your eyes, you got to remember it's based on perspective in your eyes, because people tell me they feel like I'm attractive as heck. But me personally, when I look at myself sometimes, some days I'm like, yeah. Other days I'm like, I don't know, nigga, you're looking old and tired. You feel me? So the thing that just because you find someone attractive and some people that you know find them attractive, that they're only going to use you because you're less attractive is crazy. Like, yeah, if you're out of shape and you're sloppy, blah, 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 statistically, you're not attracted to most people. And I'm just going to keep it 100. People like to lie. Oh, no, you're just big and beautiful. You're big bone. No, natural. They hating on the natural. No, you're not naturally fat. That's not how we come out of the womb most of the time, unless the parents overeating, or maybe you have genetics to make you hold on to weight. But that's, you know, nor here nor there. That's a completely different subject matter. But the truth of the matter is, if you don't take care of yourself, whether that means washing, hygiene, grooming, whatever. If you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be less attractive to the average person. It just is what it is. However, people do find other people attractive based on other things. Because me personally, you know, first I'm going to look at you, and if you look good, I'm interested. But then I'm also going to talk to you. And if I deem that you are too damn ignorant for my liking, I'm done. I'm done. If I deem that you're not like a freak, but if I deem that you are too freaky, and I've ran into several women that were too freaky, and I mean too freaky, as I mentioned, well, I didn't mention it, but I talked to multiple people that went to sex clubs and trapeze. Ooh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. You're going to give me the crickets real quick when I hear that. Oh, what you do? You go to trapeze? That's crazy. That's what you're going to get from me. But I'm not going to deal with you because you high risk. You out there talking about you going to these lounges and shit. You ain't fucking. Yeah, right. You think I'm fucking crazy. I don't give a fuck if you wasn't fucking. In my mind, you fucking. You wildin'. That's not the place. They got mad spots, including strip clubs, where you ain't got to go into a fuck fest. That's wild living. But anyhow, so, you know, me personally, I'm going to, when I get past that physical, I'm going to start peeling back the layers. Now, most mature people do that. Some people, they get caught up on the looks. And for me, in my personal experience, I feel like a lot of women get caught up on the lips. I'm a decent looking person, right? But they get caught up on the looks so much that, like, all they do is stargaze at a nigga, like, laugh at all the jokes. And then I look at it and I'm like, you don't like me. You don't even care about anything about me. You just like to look at me. That's it. And so with that being said, it kind of turns me off a little bit. I might not say that, but it turns me off a little bit. I'm like, damn, you don't even care. You ain't even listening to half the shit I say. I be saying shit and they ain't listen to a motherfucking thing I said. Bits and pieces just so they can keep the conversation going, but it's really just lusting over me. You know what I mean? So there's multiple reasons why a person might be interested in me. I'm going to pick your brain. I love to see what you're into, hobbies, see if you practice what you preach. If you're talking about, I'm going to the gym. Yeah, I like to work out, but you're never in the gym. Nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a gym person. If you constantly live in a certain way or you act in a certain way, you know, it might turn me off. So to think that just because a person may date a person and you might find them attractive and you find yourself less attractive or you feel society finds you less attractive is crazy. Look at women. Women date ugly men all the time. Now, sometimes it is for money. Men say ugly women sometimes. And sometimes it is for money. Sometimes it is for sex. But that's not always the case because some people do not judge you based on your looks. Once they get past your looks, you got to have more character and more morale and different things of that nature that adds to the benefit, to the big picture. Like, you know, are you good with money management? Do you have any kids? How's your health issues? You know what I'm saying? How's your mental? How the way you think? What's your religion? What's your political views? Things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say niggas there to just use you. And that just sounds like an insecurity. And the people that listen to that and believe that, it may be true, but it may not be true. So I wouldn't put that as the standard. And I think that we got to stop competing with one another. I seen a woman in the comments said, I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm insecure. So if a man look better than me, I constantly think he's going to cheat. And I appreciate the honesty. And a lot of us are insecure. And I would say men on the other side of the fence, they do the same thing. They'll find a woman that may be stripping, and she can find a woman that's the prettiest girl in the world, and they want to lock her in the crib. Oh, just be the housewife. Don't go outside. I really think that's why niggas do the housewife thing for real. Maybe not back in the day, but like modern day times. They want the woman to be the housewife so she can sit her ass in the house and she can't get outside so niggas like me can't see her, right? Probably so. But that's nowhere here and there, you know. So the insecurity thing is a losing mentality. You feel me? Like to feel your man going to cheat, you're going to push that person away based on your insecurities. Oh, let me see your phone. Let me see your phone. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, who is that? Who is that? You know what I'm saying? You're going to push that person away because you don't like the way you look. Well, if you don't like the way you look, improve it. If you're fat, go to the fucking gym. If you're balding, get your hair transplant. If you are skinny and you want to be bigger, get you some muscles. Smell good. Dress better. Get better money, more money. There's so many different ways you can up your sexiness where you might not be born with it, but you can do certain things to highlight the things that you're born with. You feel me? So there's no reason to look at the other person that you find physically attractive and then deem them a cheater or look at them in a negative way. If that's the case, then you shouldn't be doing that. But that kind of seems like a weak approach. Like, why date someone that you feel is less attractive? Because it's almost like an inferior complex. You feel less superior than them. You feel inferior to them. And I think that's a bad way to look at life, the bad way to judge people, and the bad way to have relationships. You know what I mean? And again, you do have men that do that. You do have women that do that. In my personal opinion, because I never dated a man, not interested in dating men. My personal opinion, I think there's more so on the women's side. Women be the one that be with the ugly nigga for the money. I don't see too many niggas running around jumping with ugly women for the money. And most men, in my opinion, don't even care about your money. You're not checking for it. It's always the dusty dusties. And a real woman ain't checking for your money neither. Now, I'm not saying that making sure that we're both financially stable and on the same level or slightly above or slightly below isn't something that someone may be interested in knowing. But a person that's simply there to stick around for the cash is a person that's bottom of the bottom or just going through something at the time and you're a lick. So I completely disagree with that statement, and I don't think that that's the type of narrative that we should be pushing out there. And it's so sad that we see people running around saying, you know what? Yeah, I agree with that. This is that, this is that. No. That ain't it. But you know, people base things off of their personal experience, and for some people, maybe that's what they went through. Maybe they seen people being used, and honestly, I don't think that is even the case. I don't even think people be seeing people get used like that. But you never know. People see people get used, and then they try to make that the reality. But I don't honestly think that's the reality. I think people are manipulative. Males and females both are manipulative, and you're going to see it on both ends, you know. So if a person is manipulative, they're going to be manipulative. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you dress like. It doesn't matter. They're going to manipulate you. You don't got to be. You can be a bad woman or bad looking man. And if someone wants to use you, they're going to use you. Because the people that are less attractive and badly built doesn't necessarily mean that they got the finances. Some people are not users, but a good bit of people are users. And it don't matter what you look like, dress like, what you got, where you work at. If they can find a way to use you, if they want to use you, they're going to use you. So I think that was a poor example of what to look out for. And a diss and a slap to the face to individuals that might have society might not feel is appealing. Now they got to look over and show, oh, this nigga, I got me a good looking man, but he's using me. Nah, that's not always the case, man. But if the nigga using you and, you know, you're fulfilling your needs, some people stick around. Not saying you should, but some people stick around. As long as this person make me happy. I was just talking to my man about that not the other day ago. What was that famous Playboy star? I think her name was Nicole. Can't remember her last name. Rest in peace, sir. She passed away. But she was with the old man, the millionaire. He was like 80, 90 years old, dying. And she fulfilled his needs, you know, probably made him feel special. You know, a lot of people think it was like, oh, she was manipulating him and stuff like that. But no, she was fulfilling his needs, you know, probably made him feel good, cleaned him, treated him right, was there for him when he needed to. And, you know, he blessed her. That was a trade off. So, you know, sometimes it is a trade off. You know, if you feel like you're not the most appealing looking person on the planet and you get someone that looks good and, you know, you're loading them up with cash and they doing other things for you, I mean, that might be the trade-off that you want. Every relationship's different, but I wouldn't take it, again, I wouldn't take it as a situation where, oh, this person's using me, and they don't like me. No. It's not always the case, you know what I mean? Some people, and a lot of people, have learned to look past the physical. And especially when you get the bond with an individual, you tend to eventually look past the physical, because that physical is going to depreciate. And if you do the whole surgery, a lot of times people do surgery and it looks, I won't say the looks, for celebrities, sometimes it looks good because they have access to better resources. But a lot of people that I've personally seen, and I'm not dissing anyone in particular, but I know multiple people with surgeries, and a lot of time it doesn't look great. In clothes, it looks great. I'm talking about the bodies, on filters, on the internet, with all the technology, it can look great, but a lot of times in person, it doesn't look great. So once you get past the physical, you gotta have more. Maybe when you're young, you don't feel like that. But when you get older, you feel like you got to have more. So I'm going to say, I don't think that's true. And I think that the more accurate thing to say is, you know, if you're connecting with a person and they're only asking about your finances and only sticking around for your finances, then they're probably, and you don't look the best, they're probably not there for a real relationship. And that, again, that doesn't matter what you look like, but, you know, if you don't look the best, then yeah, that's probably more accurate. You know, and that's the problem with society today. And like I said, for me, I don't see men doing it like that, but you do see women doing it. But again, I don't date men, so my perspective is going to be skewed because I only date women. And you do see that. And a lot of times people do it in such a sneaky way. As we said on the last podcast, they ask you, well, what you do for a living? And really they're pocket watching. And very few people are not. They're really interested in what you do for a living. But most people are pocket watching. Oh, you're a doctor? That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And now they're your best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit you should look for. Not, oh, I'm fat and I don't dress the best, but this nice nigga look at me and he's interested. And yeah, he might be interested because you might be his type. You might have an amazing voice. You might have a good spirit. There's some people with good spirits, and there's a lot of no good spirits running around. So if you meet a good spirit, you might say, you know what? You ain't the best fit. You know what? You ain't the best looking. You know what? You ain't got it all together, but I fuck with you because you solid, you know, and I think that's a better approach. And I think a lot of times people miss their opportunity for happiness because they're insecure and they thinking, oh, this person's going to cheat on me. They're too good. Oh, this person too wealthy. No. You miss out on opportunities because your insecurities is getting away. You're getting in the way of yourself and you're prejudging and you're assuming based on what you deem as societal norms. But I'm here to tell you there is no such thing as normal. And, you know, again, the physical thing is amazing. I love a beautiful, clean, healthy, fit individual. You know what I'm saying? Woman, you know, I love that. But, you know, you're going to have to give and take. You know what I mean? You're never going to get 100%. Of the thing. So once you bypass that, you still got more tests to go through, you know. It got to be more than that. So I want to say shout outs to the people that you know, that judge people based on heart, spirit, morals, integrity, you know, And ain't nothing wrong with looks and shit. I like a nice one. So ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking it because most people act in that manner. But shout out to the people that know how to go beyond that, you know. And I think that we got to be careful with the things that we consume. Everything's opinionated. My opinion, this is my opinion. I'm not dissing nobody, but this is my opinion. You know what I mean? This is just strictly how I fucking feel. You know, it's strictly how I fucking feel. Now, with that being said, I'm going to say, you can't look motherfucking crazy neither, man. Not for me. Hell the fuck no. Hell the fuck no. You can't be running around musty. Hair ain't done. 600 pounds. But I'm different. I am not sticking around if you fat as hell, funky as hell, and ugly as hell. I'm not sticking around for the bread. I don't give a fuck how much bread you got. Eventually, I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm good, bro. Keep the money, man. My morals is too intact. Keep the money, man. I don't want it. I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Get your funky, dusty ass the fuck up out of here. That's how I feel. Because, you know, that's just how I am. It doesn't, my opinion ain't the best opinion. I ain't the greatest person, but that's just how I rock. You feel me? And eventually that's going to come to the light. So you got to base things off of how you feel, but keep in mind your feelings are your feelings. Your perspective and views on the world is based on your experience, and it's unique to you, but it isn't the facts. And when you run around spreading this shit as if it's the facts, that's when it becomes dangerous and sketchy. But today's going to be a short episode brought to you by LSOENT, Gully Some Productions. And you guys, let me know what you think, man. Throw me some topics. Shoot me an email at room1231@gmail.com. That's room 12 is spelled out, 31 is the numbers, numeric format at gmail.com. Let me know how you feel. Can we stop the gender wars? Is it okay if a nigga use a chick because chicks are using niggas? Or can we say it's not okay to use anybody? Can we look past the physical sometimes if all the other categories is hitting? Can we? Or are we too lustful and need you to look a certain way? Do you need that penis to be a big certain size? Do you need that ass to be a certain size? What's more important to you? I think that's something that we all got to figure out ourselves, right? But again, it's your boy Gully, room 1231, and I'm out this motherfucker. I'm going to bed. You heard? Yeah.